Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another podcast with Words That Matter. As always, I want you all to know that I appreciate you taking the time to visit the blog and listen to these podcasts. I certainly pray that you'll find something of value to support you on your journey toward purpose. I would also appreciate if you would share the blog on your social media sites, and this will help get the word out about the blog. I hope that if you rate the blog as content of value, that you will also share it with your friends and family. And you can do that in a number of ways. As you scroll to the bottom of the blog, you'll note that you can share the site via Twitter, email, Facebook, and/or Instagram. And I would also like to connect with you outside of the blog, and you can do that through Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And you'll find those links on the right side of the blog. Finally, at the bottom of each podcast, I include a section called Talk Back, where we can keep the conversation going. And you can respond to the questions that I provide or comment on anything that you want to regarding the topic or the weekly podcast. So I appreciate in advance your support in this area, and I look forward to hearing from you either way. All right, guys. So today we are back with another podcast, and today's topic is the root cause of comparison. I really thought that talking about comparison is in relation to searching out for our purpose was really valuable. You know, in our search for purpose, we can encounter various obstacles that often show up in the form of distractions. And these distractions can be relationships or even our own insecurities. We question and second guess ourselves along our journey for purpose. So comparison, though, is just one of those distractions that it can stop us dead in our tracks from pursuing and or even discovering our purpose. And for each of us, at some point in our lives, we have engaged in comparison. And we compared our looks, we compared possessions, we compare our physical appearance, our children, our successes, not to mention our spiritual gifts and callings against that of others. Now, I've engaged in comparison, for example, as it relates to my height. Those of you who know me know that I am vertically challenged. But, you know, regarding our God-given purpose, we engage in comparison and judge ourselves inadequate to carry out the call on our lives. So while meditating on the concept of comparison last week, I really needed to understand the root cause in order to effectively war against it with the word. So in my reflection, you know, I noted two types of comparison. On one hand, we engage in comparison and judge ourselves exalted or better than others, while on the other hand, we engage in comparison and judge ourselves inferior to others. This over or underinflated sense of self can be a barrier to our search for purpose. Now, at a surface glance, the two types of comparison are opposite, one where we exalt ourselves above others and the other where we denigrate ourselves. But I want to look at a couple of examples in Scripture to illustrate the two types of comparison more clearly. First, let's look at the parable of Jesus regarding the Pharisee and the tax collector. And we find that in Luke 18 and 11. In this example, we see the Pharisee went to pray and in his prayer compared himself to the tax collector and judged himself in his own estimation to be exalted over or above the tax collector. However, it was the tax collector that Jesus noted who was more justified, more than the Pharisee. This was a perfect example of comparison as self-exaltation. In this scripture, we see that the Pharisee incorrectly judged himself. His thoughts were exalted against the knowledge of God as described in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. And it was clear to me from this example that the root cause of this type of comparison is pride. Now, The other type of comparison is a little tricky. In this comparison, this is where we compare ourselves to others and judge ourselves lower than, insignificant, or inadequate. And we can all think of a few prophets in scripture that initially resisted their calling because they felt minuscule or inept. Moses, though, provides a great illustration of this type of comparison. If you can recall in Exodus 4:10, where Moses is instructed to go and speak to Pharaoh on God's behalf, Moses' reply was for God to send someone else because he was not eloquent enough in speech. Now you have to think that in order for Moses to make this statement, he had to have already engaged in comparing himself to others. And then he compared and judged himself inadequate for public speaking. However, we as believers through scripture know that God chose him specifically in spite of his speech impediment. And he chose him for this task. However, he was quite angry when Moses insisted that he used someone else for the task. In this example, we see that Moses was concerned was for himself. Now, I can imagine that he probably pondered that he would be ridiculed or he would be laughed at or that they wouldn't be taken seriously. And we know that through scripture. But a key thought is that Moses was concerned with self and how he would be received and how he would be perceived. Although this type of comparison looks opposite of the first type, it is really pride exposed by insecurity. In the scripture we read that God was angry with Moses because of his rebuttal. And if you take a minute just to understand or really dissect the underlying message behind Moses' rebuttal, we can see that Moses' rebuttal intimated that God did not know him eternally, that God did not make a good decision in choosing him for the task and hadn't factored in his speech impairment, and in essence, that God made a mistake. And even though Moses' response resembled humility, you know, God, I don't want to mess this up. I think it'll be better if you choose someone else. It was really insecurity exposing pride. In this example, Moses thought more of his own self-concept than he did of God's view of him. So it looks like we come back around to the thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And having an over or underinflated view of self is still exalting one's thoughts above the thoughts of God. Now, I know we want to believe that we would never say this outright, but it is in fact what we do when we begin to offer all of our deficiencies as excuses to God for why we cannot walk into purpose or be obedient to his calling. I myself have to remember and remind myself that God is the everlasting, all-knowing, eternally existing creator. And that if he chose me, he knows what he's doing. Here's some few closing thoughts. The danger with comparison is that we're not omniscient, and we tend to measure ourselves against imperfect people using faulty data. Data with missing variables, which always leads to skewed results. We can make some life-altering decisions based on erroneous data. Consider this. Would you, as a seamstress or a contractor, use a measuring tool with missing demarcations? Of course not. You can make decisions regarding your design that will constantly miss the mark. And the end result is that you will either start the design over and over, or worse, you'll give up in the process. So, why is it that we measure ourselves against others when we don't have all of the data with which to measure or compare. God alone is omniscient, and we can trust and accept God's view of us. I hope that you will take some time this week to reflect on comparison and maybe identify times or ways that you've engaged in comparison that's been a barrier to your uncovering purpose. To help us all, I've posted a few scripture references below, and this will also help us engage in warfare against the enemy in this area of our life. We have to remember that God formed us and knows us intimately. And in whatever form of comparison we engage in, whether it's an overinflated or underinflated sense of self, we can use the scriptures to remind us of how God views us. So the takeaways for me from today's podcast is that the root cause of comparison is pride. That comparison results either in an over or underinflated view or sense of self. And that we often use faulty data when we compare ourselves to others. But more importantly, and finally, God alone is the omniscient creator. I want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to another podcast with Elle Elizabeth and Words That Matter.